I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, we're broadcasting from the Black Hills of South Dakota, and certainly we've had some technical difficulties, so thank you for tuning in, and we will get right to it as we have just a couple minutes left here before we get into our first break. But I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann on News Talk Radio KSLM. We're here in the Black Hills of South Dakota, the 81st Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And I've been out here for a few weeks, have had an opportunity to meet some movers and shakers here from all over the country. In fact, we did the Freedom Fest, if you remember that, a couple weeks ago. And just this Thursday, had an opportunity to sit in and listen to Sidney Powell. Yes, if you remember Sidney Powell, her and Giuliani got involved and represented We the People in regards to election integrity. And this was pretty incredible group of people that met on Thursday night. And we're going to get a little more into it. But I want to share some things that I think are extremely important for us in Oregon to be aware of. There's a few things going on, and I've had a lot of emails and calls, people wanting to know, okay, our office, our work is requiring that we wear a mask for one, and they're re-requiring that. Now they're also requiring us to be vaccinated. These are things that have concern, and we're going to address some of this today. We're also going to do state of the state of what's going on, how we can make sure that we're standing up for our liberty and our rights as we move forward. So thank you for tuning in to News Talk Radio KSLM. We will be back after this.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann.
Hello, movers and shakers, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you from the Black Hills of South Dakota. And we are at the 81st Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, where I can describe where we're at. We're kind of in the back of a corner of the motorcycle tent. And I'm here with my friend Gwen Caldwell, and she and I are having a great time getting caught up. She and I actually met here many, many moons ago, working on campaigns, actually, and working and fighting for liberty. And Gwen has had a great influence in my life, and she is a researcher. She has an incredible background. And Gwen, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about you, your background, and why you think it's so important that we defend our liberties and stay in the fight right now.
I've been an elected official. I founded and a nonprofit organization called Voice of Women, where we dealt primarily with the courts, family courts, in violation of the Indian Child Welfare Act, children being removed and being removed from the tribal accessibility, particularly in that case. I also sat on both the National and State Civil Rights Councils of America. Private business owner.
So, and she is an extraordinaire on natural health and healing, too. If there's, in fact, since we've been here, you all know who've listened to me a while from Good Morning Salem with Stacey Ann, you know I'd have Terry come on the show with me, and he is the motorcycle salesman extraordinaire. Actually has a bunged up knee right now. You can say a little prayer for him. So today is hop along, Terry. But he's doing a great job, and we're having a great time meeting people here in the Black Hills from all over the country. And you know, Gwen, it's interesting to hear the stories of people that have been fighting for liberty in their own communities, and they love coming here. I don't think I've seen maybe but two masks here. There are thousands of people. They're expecting about 1.2 million people here. And of course, people are curious about South Dakota because they stood for liberty. How do you think North Dakota's doing up there where you're at for fighting for liberty, and how are the folks doing up there?
I don't think we realize how close to losing everything this country was founded on and what that means. And I noticed at the Sidney Powell thing, and even here at Harley-Davidson, it's not young people, it's older people. And what I think has happened is that we got educated before education got watered down to nothing, and we lived that freedom. We know what that is, so we know what the value becomes if we lose it and if we have to fight for it. And we know once it's gone, it's not given back. You don't get it back unless you fight for it. And now we're all just kind of getting old, and we don't want to, you know, we don't want to fight. We want to enjoy our country, and we want our children and our grandchildren to enjoy the same liberties that we've been the benefactors of in this country.
And that's exactly right. One of the things that we are struggling with, you and I have talked about this, is I think if we would have known how infiltrated the school system was, the public school system, with our children, and what a strong influence, strong hold on our adult children now that think differently than us, it's troubling that they think we're the whacked out ones when we're standing up for the Constitution and we're standing up for liberties and we're in the trenches trying to make a difference and educate and in a sense say, you know, hey, warning people that we've got to do this. Now our grandchildren are involved. So what kind of sound advice do you have for other grandmas out there, other grandpas out there concerned about their grandchildren not getting the sound education and the things that they need to continue to have freedom?
I think it's just really important to role model for them not wearing masks and not just going along to get along, and talk to them about, you know, the difference between what a communist China or a Venezuela. There are tons of videos on YouTube that you can share with your children and your grandchildren. There are age-appropriate books about their liberty-based books now that are out, and I've seen some of those. They are amazing. And get your grandkids away from that Disney crap and get them away from that whole fantasy world that has so much subliminal messaging in it, and take them out fishing, teach them how to fish, take them on a walk and teach them about the plants, you know, do something other than throw them in front of a TV and let it be okay. That's not teaching them to be able to have critical thinking.
What do you say to the parents right now that are evaluating what to do with their kids for school? I know your youngest, Sage, that you raised, you kept him in school. You taught him yourself. You use materials. There are parents that are afraid to do that. They don't think they're qualified. Talk to them real quick in this time we have before break.
There is the curriculum for all grade levels is just amazing on the internet. There are groups forming all over the country now. People are refusing to send their children back to school. There are clubs, there are organizations. Parents can split up teaching so that it fits in with their schedules, where one parent will do English, another parent will do woodworking, another parent will do the home ec kind of things, another parent will do math. Based on what they're best at, they teach that group of kids.
That's excellent. And I think we're rethinking how we need to be doing this. You're listening to a wonderful morning that we're having here out of the Black Hills of South Dakota, News Talk Radio KSLM. We'll be back after this. Stacey Ann with Movers and Shakers.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Good morning, liberty-loving movers and shakers. I'm Stacey Ann, glad to be hanging out with you from the Black Hills of South Dakota, and we're having a grand time talking about liberty and what we can do to protect it and what we can do as parents and grandparents. I do want to do a shout out to Rebecca Donaldson. Rebecca Donaldson, she's a real estate broker. In fact, she was voted the best of the Willamette Valley 2021 Broker of the Year. You want to get a hold of Rebecca if you have any real estate needs. Give her a call today, 503-269-0747, or find her online at rebeccasgothouses.com. Now, a few newsy items that I want to share with you coming from the Northwest Observer. You can go to northwestobserver.com. They have wonderful daily updates of what's news that's affecting us locally at home. And there's a really good article out there right now talking about critical race theory. If you remember, we talked to Heather Ruger. If you go to kslm.news and go to podcast Movers and Shakers, there is the saved show from her. She has broke the news that through being a real estate agent, they're requiring real estate agents to be educated and pass tests on critical race theory. And they have a really good article about that at northwestobserver.com right now. Go check that one out. The other thing that caught my eye, the article that I on northwestobserver.com, is the People's Commission on the Registry. So what they're doing is they're redistricting, right? And they're looking for community members in Oregon to join this People's Commission to help with the redistricting. What if we flooded that application process with thousands of patriots, right? And so I want to encourage you to go to northwestobserver.com, look for that wonderful article and People's Commission on Redistricting, and I encourage you to click on that link and get signed up. The deadline is September 2nd. What if we had all patriots, liberty-loving folks on that commission, really making sure that it's fair, that our redistricting happens? And so the deadline for that application is September 2nd. We're going to continue to talk about that. The other thing I want to mention is right around the corner here on the 11th of August, Sidney Powell, which we had a chance to listen to. Hear the buzzing in the background? Can you hear that? That means that there's been 300 bikes sold here since the start of the rally. That's what the bike noise in the background is. So that's pretty cool to be on the air doing that. So Sidney Powell was here, and we had an opportunity to visit with her. I had a chance to talk to her. There's some interest in coming out to Oregon. Not sure what that's going to look like, but you know I'm on it. And she did a wonderful seminar for about 250 patriots in this room from all over, the Wyoming, Montana. Oregon was represented by me and a couple others, and certainly North Dakota and South Dakota. And she has defendingtherepublic.org. defendingtherepublic.org, and she has great resources. And she's putting together on the 11th of August, she's putting together an action, something that we can do to just walk away, just walk out of your job, turn off the TV. They're trying to get to show that that liberty-loving people are tired of the tyranny. Tired of all the stuff that's going on, and they want to get the attention of the corporations. So you can go and find out more about that at defendingtherepublic.org. I've got Glenn Caldwell here with me, and we were talking about liberty, things that are important to us, and certainly with our families and our education process and all of these things that are happening in such a fast-paced way, we don't even know what's going to come at us next. And now here in Oregon, and I know this by the emails I've been getting, the text messages from you all there, you know, concerned about the mandates, concerned about the door knocking and wanting to know vaccination status. You know, Gwen is living up in North Dakota. She lived a long time here in South Dakota. She has wonderful ties to our Indian community here, many reservations. She's done a lot of work. She is well-rounded in many areas, and she has so much information for us that I wanted to share her to share with us about what she thinks we need to do, Gwen, to stay in the game. What can we do to be effective? And I want you to tell the story of what happened in North Dakota with your city council, because I think people will be encouraged by that. So go ahead and tell us what happened when they tried to do a mask mandate up there.
I think the first thing that we need to do is we need to start honing our life skills, because on every level, whether it be financial, our delivery on demand system, our government system, it's all broken. It's broken. And I don't mean that lightly. We are facing something unlike anything we've ever seen in our lifetime in this country. And if you aren't scared yet, you should be. And if you want to know how it's done and what to do, turn on your television, take a look at it, Paris, and follow suit. It is amazing to me, really, that we've gotten this far down the road. I kept saying, what's the line in the sand? What's the line in the sand? You know, where are all these big patriots that are, you know, on YouTube with their big guns bragging about how they're going to save our country? Where in the hell are they? You know, because quite frankly, I think we're on the verge of Venezuela or Mogadishu. And I'm not trying to be even a little bit funny. We are at the end of the road. And if you don't start standing up and you don't start doing something to get out of the matrix, quit buying their BS, hold your elected representatives accountable, write them, call them, have them on speed dial, call them every day and be in their grill. Let them know that you're paying attention, and everywhere they go, be there. Be there, asking them the hard questions. Don't let them get off the hook. And we've got elections coming up. Run, whether that's for school board, city council, county commissioner, state, federal offices, run and do something to make a difference. Because I'm telling you what, if we lose this battle, there is no going back. That cesspool foreign corporation of the District of Columbia is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. Wall Street is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. Media, social media, all bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. Follow the money. You'll see that I'm not making this up. You need to wake up. You need to have some life skills. You better store up some food and some supplies. You're going to need them. And if you think the toilet paper debacle was something with COVID, just wait till you see what's coming.
Well, and that's the part that we want to make sure that we're equipped, that we have the information that we need. We need to make sure that we're connected to our community. I talk a lot of times about thinking globally, but acting locally. One of the things that Sidney Powell was really talking about the other day from the stage is that we do need to act locally. We need to do what we can do locally, because everybody's like, well, what can we do on the federal level? No, she kept turning around. What can you do on the local level? And some of the ideas she had, which is pretty profound for us in Oregon, since we've had mail-in ballots now for 30 years, is to demand paper ballots at the county level, okay? We need to go to the county, she said, and we need to demand from our county commissioners, and she really reassured how much power the counties have. And we know that our county sheriffs are constitutionally directed to protect us. We the people. And so we need to look at ways that we can get involved. Now, I was a guest yesterday on the River Roundtable, the River Church, and Pastor Lou was talking about how, I guess, a bill was passed. I don't even know about this. Maybe one of our listeners does, and they can send me the link to it if you do have access to that. But some kind of bill was passed by Kate Brown and the legislature, saying that the state has all the jurisdiction now over the elections, not the counties, which I would think each county commission would just be appalled to that. If that is the case, then our county commissioners need to put into court as soon as possible and fight that. Apparently, there's some sort of petition or referendum where the people of Oregon can sign a petition and put it on the ballot. That's too late, in my opinion, because that means next election cycle. That's way too late. So we've got to look at other ways to do that. And if someone knows a little more on that, I want to find out more. What else, Gwen, can people do? Talk to us about your situation at the city council when they wanted to do the mask mandate. What did you do?
Oh, yeah, the mask mandate was, they wanted to, I mean, it was pages long of all of these rules that they were going to impose on us. And I just went, oh, hell no. And I went down to the auditor and got a certified copy of their oath of office. And I wrote on the top of it that I accepted their contract. And then I signed that also in front of the notary. And then I served the city council with it. Now they're being held in their own personal capacity. They can hide behind the government or I'm in office or whatever. Now it's you and me dealing with each other. And that is how you can hold them accountable. And the other thing is, just simply don't consent. Say the word no. Just say no. I went to the hospital. Oh, you have to put on a mask. I didn't try and explain, oh, I can't wear a mask, or I just said no. Well, you have to wear a mask. No. I don't have to explain to them. My body, my choice, they are not my medical, no grocery store, no bank, no courthouse, no government politician is my physician. They are not qualified to make medical decisions for me. And by God, I'm not going to allow them to do that. There is nothing I need badly enough to forfeit my freedom. Say no. Just say no. Do not consent, period.
And I love that. Do not comply. And again, Chris Ann Hall, she has the noncompliantmovie.com for resources and information on how to do that. So Gwen, you showed up at that council meeting. You had sent back to them your contract. You accept their contract with a note saying that they're not your medical doctor, and if they make these decisions, you're going to hold them personally liable. So then you went to the city council meeting, and you're right there in the front row, just smiling away, I'm sure, looking them eyeball to eyeball. What happened at that meeting?
Their pages worth of stuff was reduced to two sentences. One sentence was, please, if you are not well, wear a mask or don't go out. The second line was, I don't even remember now. But yeah, their big hoopla that was pages long just basically came down to two sentences, none of which can be enforced or where you could be penalized, arrested, fined, or anything like that that was in all the other stuff they were trying to cram down.
And this was in the city of Fargo, right? All of Fargo, North Dakota, one gal making a difference, a champion, and many people reaping the benefits. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. Thank you for tuning in. We're live right here, the Black Hills of South Dakota. We'll be back.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Hello, movers and shakers, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacey Ann, glad to be hanging out with you on this Saturday. And we're live from the Black Hills of South Dakota, the 81st Motorcycle Rally. And you know, one of the things that Terry and I do, we enjoy working with our Harley family, and that's what we get an opportunity to do out here. I want to say thank you to Capital Pawn. Capital Pawn is a morning show sponsor, upscale value shopping in a friendly environment. Capital Pawn offers solutions and provide cash that you may need without selling your cherished belongings to cover your short-term financial needs. Get a hold of them, CapPawn.com. So glad to have Glenn here with me. And Gwen, you know, when we saw Sidney Powell on Thursday, it was really confirming a lot of things that you and I have already talked about, and the things that we're doing to alert people in our circles of influence on how to be prepared at this time and what we need to do to fight for our liberties. You know, there were a lot of questions. There was a question and answer time. There were a lot of questions and a lot of that regarding to some of the theories that, you know, the military is going to come over and save the day and all these different things. And she put a lot of that those things into perspective and said, you know, be careful where you're getting your information. And but she also confirmed a lot of things. And one of the things that happened right after President Trump had gotten into office, he signed an executive order that if there was any kind of evidence of any kind of outside international fraud or any kind of attempts to get involved in the election, that it would throw it out and make it null and void. He signed an executive order on that, and we were all, someone brought that to our attention. How come he didn't move on that? And that is particularly eye-opening to me. Gwen, talk to us a little bit about how that affected you.
First of all, in that executive order, it gave 45 days for a report to come back, and they had the information but wouldn't release the information within the 45 days. That was the first thing that happened in violation, even though we already knew Sidney Powell and Giuliani and Lynn Wood, they already had the evidence. They already knew there were problems. But the reason that was not acted on was because of the people that were around Donald Trump at that time. And she didn't name names, but we know who was in that meeting. Mark Meadows was in that meeting. There were vipers. I'm just going to say there were vipers. And the king of the vipers, in my opinion, is Mark Meadows. But not all, so they're telling him, you know, the Sydney's saying, we need to follow through with this executive order. And they're all going, no, 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 no. And then he said, well, I'm going to appoint Sidney Powell, the director of election integrity. And they laughed at him and said, you can appoint whoever you want. That doesn't mean anything to us. So in other words, do what you want, but we're still going to do what we're doing. And my concern now is that those same vipers are down at Mar-a-Lago having dinner with him and still advising him. That scares me a little bit. I want to see some real people that aren't in suits, people that are living real lives, doing real things on the real streets of America, that are landlords, that are waitresses, that sell motorcycles, you know, that feed the homeless. I want Donald Trump sitting down with those people and finding some solutions. Sidney Powell, I wanted to go away from there feeling encouraged and like, all right, we got this. I'm telling you, as long as you sit on your butts and do nothing, we don't got this. All she did is confirm with a sledgehammer that everything we thought for the most part is true, except nobody's being executed. There are no trials at Gitmo, and the military damn sure isn't going to be our savior.
And that's exactly the way that I came around. And it was interesting, some of the questioning. It's this still perspective that someone's going to come in and save the day on their white horse. And guess what, friends? Look in the mirror. It's you and I making a difference at our local level in the influence that we can. Here's where we start. Sidney talked about this. Our pastors, they need to, are they Patriot pastors? Are we going to a church or involved in a fellowship, a faith-filled area that your pastor is willing to stand and speak from the pulpit the truth? And I'm talking about the truth of the gospel and standing for our liberties, equal rights and justice for all, just like our founding fathers wanted it. And that's the freedom of religion, the freedom to believe or not to believe. That's guaranteed in our Constitution. You and I have a responsibility to do what we can. We have a responsibility in our circle of influence to help people understand and get the correct information. And I know how challenging that is. When they're canceling it from online, they're canceling it. We can't see the videos. They're canceling you and I as well. We've got to get creative in ways that we're getting this information dispersed. So go to these websites. Go to the show plan at KSLM.news when I get this up there tonight and share with your friends and family and bring them along. We're going to, this fall, we're going to have several events, opportunity through Patriot Academy to get trained on the Constitution so that then again, in our circle of influence, and we should be having these in our churches. There's no reason why your church couldn't host a biblical citizenship class through Constitutional IQ, Patriot Academy. We can be going to Liberty First University classes right there at the River Church. There's ways that we can get involved. You can also stay plugged in here, KSLM.news. You can stay plugged in at Movers and Shakers with StacyAnn.com. And Gwen, you have a way that people can follow you. You do actually podcasts. You do like video podcasts and things, share information articles. How can people follow you?
You can go to Facebook groups. I am Gwen Caldwell Videos. I am on wego.social. I'm on anonup.com, and I am on YouTube.
And a lot of those alternative ways that you are on is because all of the content you've been doing for years has been canceled. About the time Donald Trump got canceled, you got canceled too, right?
Within minutes, I was out. It's like, yeah, he went and I went along with a whole bunch of other patriots. And not only, you know, they said I violated terms of service for loving my country. Well, now even my business, they said I violated the terms of service because I posted photographs of flowers on my Twitter account. So now flowers are a violation of terms of service on Twitter. So.
Well, I about the time that they canceled Donald Trump, I canceled them before they canceled me. But I do maintain staying on some of the other social media is important as long as I can to get the information out and keep the networking going. And we're really appreciative of you, friends. We thank you for what you're doing, for supporting our advertisers, for tuning in and listening, sharing these podcasts. This podcast will be up on the website, KSLM.news. Go to podcasts and then go on down to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. You can share this link, grab the link, share it with your friends. You can also find past podcasts too. And there's a whole list of Freedom Fest interviews that we have done that haven't been uploaded yet. That'll come within this next week. So you can be watching for that. So glad to have you tuning in. We're going to continue the conversation next Saturday with Movers and Shakers and Stacey Ann. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember these things that we're going through, over, around, under, or through. You and I, we're overcomers and we can make a difference. Thanks for tuning in. Be blessed and have a fantastic weekend.